This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So what a lot of us are kind of dealing with right now as we're going to the second week of the Hamas-Israeli conflict is, one, how many more atrocities are going to happen? And we're on edge. I have family and friends there. We just heard from one of our friends that his niece was one of the young individuals burned alive by Hamas when they caught the, I think she was at the festival, and when they took young individuals and decided to murder him for sport, sadly, she was one of them. And we're praying for everybody to get out of this alive. We don't want any innocent people. We don't want anybody, Israeli, American, German. We have UK. We have Palestinian moms, kids. We don't want anybody dying over what Hamas did. And while we're watching this unfold, we're seeing a lot of other behaviors that we might have seen here and there over the last 80 years, but we're seeing things reminiscent of Nazi Germany. In Germany, even, in Berlin, there's graffiti of Magen Davids, which are Jewish stars, put on homes where a Jew lives to mark where there's a Jew in the city. This is 2023. I'm not bringing up what happened in 1934. This is 2023. And we're already seeing in Germany, especially in Berlin, homes and graffiti where people are putting... somebody at first thought, well, are they trying to show their support for Israel? We're being told, no, these were anti-Semitic acts. We're looking at our college campuses. The last thing anybody wants is to see students divided. But they are. The division going on now among our Generation Zs about what's happening with Israel and Hamas, although it's between Israel, the supporters for Palestine as a whole, but unfortunately, you're hearing people be very supportive of what Hamas did. And so we're now getting this crash course in modern day genocide, if for those who haven't and who haven't seen what happened to multiple populations throughout the world every year. There's sadly things happening all across the globe, but people are starting to now see it a little bit. It's not just in a history book. This is happening now. And on one end, I want to say I'm amazed at all the support for Israel. I think it's fantastic to see people speak out against terrorism. It's about time we collectively say no more. We are not going to tolerate this. But on the other end, we're also overwhelmed by so many people who are supporting Hamas and saying Israel deserves this. And I don't think the younger generations ever thought they were going to witness this. This was supposed to be, look out, we're not going to be this type of world anymore after Nazi Germany. We're going to be more accepting. We are not going to ever kill innocent people. War is going to just be about the military. We're not going to rape, pillage, and plunder. And they're getting a crash course in it right now. And for anybody that's ever been to Israel, I was just there a few months ago, it's like you walking down a street in L.A. or New York or Las Vegas and somebody coming right up to you in the day and abducting you or attacking you or murdering you. And so I understand that it's, you know, people don't want to see this. They don't want to talk about it. And they also, there's this pressure to choose one side or the other. You're either with us or against us. Look, if you don't know much about the situation, you don't have to choose. You don't have to say, I stand with Israel, I stand with Palestine. If you don't know, and you're, please don't just pick one because you're scared and you, you know, all your friends are going to a, you know, a rally and you want, you know, understand what it is that's going on first, because the stuff is being captured, you know, on cameras. This is going to be shared for life. And the last thing you want is to be inadvertently associated with genocide and baby killing and innocent people being slaughtered. So Americans are still being held hostage. Americans have been killed. UK citizens have been killed, held hostage. Colombian, German, French. We have individuals from all nations. Hamas basically has declared war on all of us. This wasn't just Hamas declaring war on Israel. Once they killed an American, once they killed a UK citizen, once they killed a Colombian, you're declaring war on these countries. And I think Hamas, you know, needs to be stopped and needs to be no more. And to see this modern day terrorism, I mean, for us, September 11th, I mean, that was as real as it got. But a lot of the younger generations didn't experience it, and we hope they never would. We wanted a world where nobody would want to kill us. Nobody would want to kill Americans. Nobody would want to kill innocent people working, you know, on the 35th floor of the World Trade Center. We wanted a world for our younger generations, and here they're getting their own crash course seeing what happened in Israel. And so I think what is going to emerge from this is a different sort of attitude when it comes to, you know, being safe, understanding how quickly things could change. I don't want people paranoid, but it is. It's a very scary time. Always being ready, making sure our border is secure, vetting individuals, catching the chatter on things that are going to be planned. Be very careful of you know, festivals where young people are unarmed and dancing and whatever apparently are vulnerable areas for people to do what they want to do. And then what's going to happen is people are going to forget again. 10, 20 years from now, people are going to forget. And so we're going to have to remind people that there's hate, that, you know, people want to hunt us. They don't give a damn, you know, if it's our religion, if it's our race, if it's our nationality. There's evil out there. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late?
rate? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. We're going to Facebook Live these so you guys can get video. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications and Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay. So another thing that society is trying to grapple and try to accomplish correctly is how to not misgender somebody, insult somebody, not look politically correct, not get themselves fired, and we're having people stumble upon themselves. Remember there was a person at a DMV who did not want to misgender doing he or she, so they used the term it and got in trouble? And they is the term being used, which for those of us who used to get smacked on the wrist by our English teachers, it's taken a lot of reprogramming. Hate to use Hillary Clinton's word, but I actually found myself completely forgetting to use the day. I was talking to a father, and he was talking about, a lot of times on telemedicine, they talk about their children in general. And so when he was talking about his child, he said, well, they are having fever. And I'm like, okay, so there's this patient, but who's the other one? He said, no, they. I'm alluding to the patient as they. And I was like, oh, okay. You're right. Or they have. And growing up, if you used plural with a singular, you got in trouble. So if Bobby went into the store, they wanted to buy a ball, you failed. You had red marks all over that sentence because they is plural. But we're using they to prevent somebody saying Bobby is he in case he's not a he. Well, something else that might start to cause people to accidentally misgender or say something politically correct, especially during Breast Cancer Awareness Month, is the powers that be do not want us to call it breast. They want us to call it chest. One such group is the American Pharmacists Association. The American Pharmacists Association has some new guidelines to help pharmacists be more trans-friendly. And they are asking staff to not use the term breast, but use the term chest. Also, to use a numbered system for calling out patients, number 4, number 5, rather than Mr. Smith, Mrs. Smith. We're getting away from Mr., Miss, and Mrs. That was another thing I used to get in trouble for, is when you approach somebody by first name. So when you, this is actually interesting. I want to tell you guys something. This is fascinating, all right? Because I got two boys who are Gen Z. And, you know, in college, and they continually get taught with all the other students how not to misgender. And so I'm Aunt Dolly, Aunt Dahlia, in my family. And we have my brother and other brothers who would be uncle. Well, my kids, when they first approached my brother, they called him by his first name. And they, when they texted, they said, hi. And they said my brother's name. And my brother, he was joking. That's uncle to you. But the Gen Zs are taught, if you say aunt or uncle, you could be misgendering. Now, when I was growing up, whew, you call an adult by their first name, you get a whooping. And now we're calling people numbers. Now, again, with HIPAA, we did that also. You weren't allowed to call out in the waiting room, Dahlia, you're here for your pap smear? Come on back. I'm like, yeah, hi, I'm Dahlia. I'm here for my pap smear again. You were just here. I go, yeah. And I, yeah, sometimes it takes two visits to get through my pap smear. Sorry. A lot of drama. Dahlia, get out of the waiting room. Come in here. Now you're number 45873. All right. So we're not going to, we'll use numbers. But apparently pharmacists are now being asked to do that. They're supposed to have at least one gender-neutral restroom. And but I want to go to this. And also they're asked to have pronouns on their shirt to make things more inclusive. Now, again, that's difficult because if somebody is gender fluid, they might be he, him, but or she, hers, you know, depending on how they feel that day. But my guess is there'll be plenty of pins, you know, for you to use what you use to identify. When I was at a medical conference, I didn't know if I should use she or her or they or them. And the reason why is some people imply that if you are cis female or cis male and you double down with your I'm she, that could look like you're anti-trans. So I picked the they, them, because I didn't know if I picked she or her, that would look, that I would be making somebody mad. I think everybody needs a memo, because people don't know, people are making rules up as they go, and they're not really asking the transgender community. When you actually ask transgender individuals, they're not asking for all this. But now we're changing the term breast. Before we do that, before we change the term breast, we better rethink what that implies. Now, transgender women like having breasts. That's what they're transitioning to. Men and women have breast tissue. Men and women have breast cancer. This is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. You take away the term breast and you call it chest cancer, that screws things up in healthcare. Breast cancer is not chest cancer. There's chest wall cancer. There's cancer in the chest cavity. It can include the lungs. It can include the sternum. It can include the pericardium. Breast is not chest. It's wrong. It's a wrong anatomical term. And the average transgender individual is not asking for this because if they're transitioning to have breasts, they like having breasts. So who's doing this? Why are they doing this? And the pharmacists are already dealing with so much. The pharmacists don't need any extra pressure. They've already got so much on their plate. In fact, I think Rite Aid is filing for bankruptcy, issues with the opioid settlements and all the other BS that these pharmacies and pharmacists have to suffer with. But as a doctor, I have to say right now, please do not change the word breast to chest. That is a completely different organ. It's a completely different body part. If somebody walks in saying, I have chest cancer, that is a much different approach than breast cancer. And if we're going to start to use that word, so if I say, you know, does anybody have breast cancer in the family? Nope. But I do have a mother who had cancer of the chest. Was it sternum? Was it multiple myeloma? Was it a lymphoma? And it's a completely different term. And so as people are trying to come up with terms that may not have a feminine or male undertone, men have breast tissue. They do. I've ordered mammograms on men. And I'm like, look, you got breast tissue. Now, in your pec area, but I'm not going to call it a pec, the pectoralis major muscle, that's different than a breast. So I think we need to get doctors and pharmacists and dentists and public officials all involved because they're starting to change terms. And we need to be very, very careful. Because the last thing we want to do is say, okay, hold on, let's reword all this and go back to the basics. You know, do you have a testicle? Do you have an ovary? I need to know. Do you have, and it's, you know, we want to be accepting of populations and we want to not make anybody feel discriminatory, but a body part is a body part. A testicle is a testicle. A penis is a penis. A vagina is a vagina. A uterus is a uterus. Now, we could maybe change the name if we don't like the way it sounds, but when you start to, we're going to change the term to another body part, to make it sound less, period versus cycle, your cycle, that's an odd term because we have multiple cycles. We have sleep cycles. We have circadian rhythm cycles. I don't know if I would use that. Now, I guess it's because some people may not have active bleeding and a period implies, so then what I would then say is menstrual cycle, if we're going to use the term cycle, but don't just call it your cycle. When was your last cycle? A cycle is ongoing. The problem is with science, we need to be exact in terms of terminology so we don't mess things up. And so please be careful. I don't mind you guys, you know, looking at terms that are more trans-friendly, but don't pick wrong terms. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
See you.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. One House Republican admitting the current status of not having a speaker is not good. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Texas Congressman Dan Crenshaw noted that Kevin McCarthy was ousted as Speaker of the House, even though only a handful of Republicans voted for his removal. The Israel-Hamas war continuing to rage more than a week after the fighting started. A ground invasion of Gaza appears imminent as clean water, food, medical supplies, and fuel are running short while thousands are attempting to flee south. Former President Trump expected to be back in a New York courtroom this week as his civil fraud trial continues. His former lawyer, Michael Cohen, had been scheduled to take the stand, but that got delayed due to a health issue. No word yet on when Cohen's testimony will be rescheduled. Corey Myers, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the ever so talented Sam Neill from Jurassic Park, Hunt for Red October, multiple movies, is 76 years old, but has told his fans that he is battling stage 3 blood cancer. and that the chemotherapy has failed to work. He told the magazine Australian Story, and he said it's leaving him to fight for life. But a new experimental drug is now working at trying to fight off his cancer. He has a non-Hodgkin blood cancer, angioimmunoblastic T-cell lymphoma. But he says, despite the promising news, it won't last forever. He's been told by his doctors that one day the drug will stop working. He says he's prepared for it. He says, I'm not in any way frightened of dying. That doesn't worry me. It's never worried me from the beginning, but I would be annoyed. I'd be a little ticked. He said, I'd be annoyed because there are things I still want to do. Very irritating dying, but I'm not afraid of it. He shared pictures from his time undergoing chemotherapy, and he didn't have his typical look that we all recognize him from. But with cancer, it does. It changes us, and it's... He says, there were times in the last year where I had to look at myself in the mirror, and I wasn't a pretty sight. I was stripped of any kind of dignity. And he found out last year he had cancer during his first trip back to New Zealand. These were after lockdowns made returning home to see his family virtually impossible for 2 years, which I think was just frightening. When you hear, you know, what happened in other countries, we had it bad, but other countries had it worse, where you couldn't even come and see family. I mean, they really locked down New Zealand, Australia. And his son Tim told Australian Story that his dad had been back in New Zealand for barely an hour when the doctor phoned him with the awful news that he had cancer. When he hung up the phone, we sat down. We had a bit of a cry together. It was supposed to be a happy day. He didn't get to stay. Sam said, I was in really a fight for my life, and everything was a new world rather than an alarming world. He said, I had 3 or 4 months of reasonable conventional chemotherapies, which are brutal, and made him shock, maybe made him weak, made him frail, and his health, from what we understand, this new experimental drug has been working. He's been in remission for 12 months now. When doctors say it might stop working, as I told you, these cancers can outsmart, sometimes the best treatments. That's a pretty honest, prognosis. You know, we want to give people hope. But in medicine, if you say, oh, yeah, you're going to be fine, and then they don't, they sue, they get mad. So it's better to be honest and say, look, we're hoping this works, but this is the data we have. Jeff Bridges had lymphoma. I think he was in the ICU and hospitalized for COVID. And then I think 2 years ago he revealed he had lymphoma. Now, lymphoma is a tumor that arises in the lymphatic system. Our lymphatic system is this intricate system of lymph nodes and vessels. It's designed to capture and clear infection from the body. You can get lymphomas anywhere. Lymph nodes, spleen, bone marrow, thymus, tonsils. They could be Hodgkin's or non-Hodgkin's lymphoma with varying degrees of severity and prognosis. But the symptoms of lymphoma can be very vague for some. It could look like COVID. Fever, cough, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue. But it could also be dizziness, weight loss, rapid heartbeat, chest pain, night sweats, rash, itching, bone pain. And so many people who have lymphoma don't realize it's lymphoma because they think it's something else. We had one lady come in saying that she thought she had panic attacks. And I'm like, well, what are the symptoms of your panic attack? Now my heart races. Well, we'll check the heart. Oh, it's just anxiety. I'm like, but we should still check the heart. And when we checked the heart, the EKG was abnormal. We did a chest x-ray. She had a big, huge 20-centimeter lymphoma in her chest cavity. And she lived. She got it treated. But her only symptom was heart rate. And she thought she was having panic attacks. So we could treat it with surgery, chemo, radiation, monoclonal antibodies, but the prognosis really depends on when it's found and, how much of it, the extent of it, lymph nodes. And so, It's always hard. You know, he's a New Zealand actor. He's had an over 50-year career on screen. And, you know, to see them also fight, you know, and people, again, whenever we see something like this, like with Suzanne Somers or with Olivia Newton-John or with, you know, when we see individuals die, the 007, I cannot believe I'm blanking on his name. I cannot believe it. I'm sorry. You see, this is what happens with your memory. I apologize. Hold on a second. Sean Connery. When you see stars who are wealthy have access to any doctor they want, have chefs to make them healthy food, you know, do not have to live in the most polluted area because they can have a condo in Lake Como. And when you see individuals like this still come down with cancer, dementia, heart disease, it starts to shatter your faith. It makes you a little nervous. And I was talking to somebody last night, and they're like, you know, I'm just going to take up smoking. I mean, if healthy people are dying, why am I? No. Because people who smoke can get cancer, and, you know, you have to kind of look at these individuals as maybe, you know, beating the odds and living longer than they should. But you hear people always say, I'm not afraid of dying. I'm not afraid of dying. How do they get that way? And when I was younger, I was like, oh, my gosh, death is worse than death. Yeah, and I think what happens is depending on your faith, depending on your spirituality, depending on how you, depending on seeing family members go through it, seeing your friends go through it, you start to come up with a picture. And rather than death being a Friday the 13th movie, you start to notice death as something that is a process, a path. Right? And we go through these processes. Now, okay, going through birth was pretty horrific. I'm sure as an infant, these infants are like, what the hell is happening to us? You know, going through a menstrual cycle, these rite of passages kind of suck. So there's no doubt death is not going to be the most wonderful, easy, cotton candy, Care Bear sort of, you know, first class airline, you know, transition in the world. But it might not be for some. Notwithstanding these horrific deaths that happened in Israel, it might not be as bad as many of us have put our minds to it. It might not have been as grueling as what Jesus had to go through. And so I think older individuals or people who are starting to face that, they get therapy, they get counsel from clergy, and they go through a process in their mind so that they're ready for it. Now, there is regret. It's horrible. But look at all of us living in bliss, and we're not living like today is our last. We should always be living like today is our last without violating any laws or hurting anybody. And I've always said this. If there is something on your bucket list, if there's something you wanted to do, do it. The reason why many people don't have regrets is they go back and go, look, I did this, I did this, I did this, I prepared my kids. I'm leaving this world having done most of what I've wanted to do. You need to start figuring that out. Otherwise, you are going to struggle if, God forbid, you get a bad diagnosis. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so there's been some changes in California, a lot of changes in California. And one thing that has changed is how kids are going to be disciplined in school. And we've been debating these for years. I mean, I was spanked as a kid. They'd be like, Dolly, get up here, because I'd make a stupid joke in the back of class, and I wasn't listening or paying attention. And so the teacher would call me up, and then I'd have to get spanked in front of everybody, and I'd be giggling, and everybody would be giggling. It was stupid, all right? It was stupid. I never got suspended, because I wasn't, quote-unquote, willfully defiant. If a teacher told me to do something, I was like, you know, yes, sir, yes, ma'am. You know, yes, teacher, I'll do whatever. But there is a term called willful defiance. And willful defiance has gotten kids suspended. But for years, we're talking about a decade, studies have shown that many of these students that are getting suspended for quote-unquote willful defiance, teacher telling them to do something, no, make me. Tapping on their desk, not stopping when the teacher goes, you're disrupting the class, can you stop? No. Apparently, the going from, all right, go to the principal, to you don't get class, you're being kicked out of class, has obviously spurred debate on what is an appropriate punishment for that. And they found, studies have found, that the willful defiance disproportionately affects minorities. Children of minorities, especially Latino, Black. And so Governor Newsom has signed now a law that schools cannot suspend you for willful defiance. So the next question teachers have is, then what do we do? What do we do with the child that is disrupting the rest of the class? We have all this pressure on us to get the class up to speed. What do we do? Well, there's other things besides suspending. Now, but the debate is ensuing as to, you know, what do you do? So California, and I read their law, and I read their guidance. They have a whole bunch of options in terms of guidance. And basically what they want to do is to maybe provide support. They say EC Section 48900 provides that a superintendent of the school district or principal is encouraged to provide alternatives to suspension or expulsion, using a research-based framework with strategies that improve behavioral and academic outcomes that are age-appropriate and designed to address and correct the pupil's specific misbehavior. They also include restorative justice practices, trauma-informed practices, social and emotional learning, school-wide positive behavior interventions and support may be used to help students gain critical social and emotional skills, receive support to help them transform trauma-related responses, understand the impact of their actions, and develop meaningful methods for repairing harm to the school community. So here's the thing. I've been a teacher, and I've taught kids multiple levels. And those with, shall we say, neurodiverse conditions, they do need support. They do need to be worked with. You know, you have somebody that doesn't understand that what they're doing, that they might be doing because they're nervous, they might be doing because they want to, could be affecting other, you know, and it does. It takes some learning, and I get that. I get that. But you have others that just really want to tell a teacher off. And they're like, I hate you, I can't stand you. Well, that teacher, especially in light of teachers getting stabbed, teachers getting raped, teachers getting shot, if that teacher doesn't want that kid in their classroom, does that teacher have that option? Now, this comes in a very tumultuous time with schools because teachers are under a lot of pressure. They're under pressure to get kids to pass because they're not proficient in math and reading. So they're under pressure to have a learning environment that's conducive to get everybody to learn. They also are under pressure for safety. They have to make sure things are safe. So if you have somebody that's making other kids not feel safe or the teacher not feel safe, they need to be able to have a means and have the support to say, get out of here, move, leave. And you know, these suspensions include people of all. It's not just those who might only fit one demographic. There's kids of all, you know, gender, races, creeds that can act up. So then if they are going to the principal's office, just telling them you're out of school for a couple days, go home. The kid coming back could still do the same behavior. So I understand why just suspending them doesn't necessarily solve the problem. The only thing is these schools are telling us they're overwhelmed, they're understaffed, and they can't do school security like they want to. They can't give school support. They can't do the counseling. They can't do the teaching, the remediation they need to. And so, sadly, you don't want a school that's overwhelmed going, look, I don't know what to do with these kids. You guys were all in trouble. Just go home to your parents. Have your parents figure it out. We got to work on getting everybody up to speed with their tests. We're going to lose funding, whatever. These schools are overwhelmed. And so if you are going to have somebody who is acting out and is disrupting the classroom, then that school has to be given resources. If they want the school to be doing support, are these school districts expanding their budget for that support? You know, are we bringing the parents in? Maybe have the parent go to school with the child. See, we do things differently, and I'm glad we do things differently from a discipline standpoint. But, I mean, if I got suspended growing up in school, I'd never get suspended again. I'm telling you right now. I mean, you got in trouble. You were more afraid of your parents than the school. So when the school said, do we need to call your parents? Those kids were like, nope. I never called parents on the kids. When I taught Sunday school, never called parents on the kids. I was able to deal with it myself. I was able to give them things to do so they weren't disrupting the class. But because I knew if I called that parent, that kid would be getting a beating. And so we have to come up with a better way of kids who start acting out. The problem is the behavior we're seeing in schools is much worse than we did before. Whereas kids used to be very fearful of somebody calling the parents, a lot of kids these days, they don't care if they fail. They don't have family members around. There's no consequences. So if they tell a teacher, they go, man, I told a teacher off. I hit my teacher. They don't feel like there's consequences. So there has to be a consequence that matters. You know, is it that they have to do, I mean, you know, I just have to clean the chalkboards, although I really don't want to do that because of all the chalk, even though they have dry erase. You know, is it that they have a chore to do? Is it that they have to take an extra class? I mean, look at detention, you know, the Breakfast Club. Even in detention, you were sitting there, you were giggling, you were with your friends. Did detention really work? Well, it only worked because your parents were mad. So they want to replace suspension with support. And I agree with the fact that telling a kid you're bad, go home, come back 2 days later, and then be bad again, that doesn't work. But we do need to figure out why that kid is acting up. Because, again, if that kid is going to tell a teacher to go F themselves, what's that child going to do when it comes time to working? I mean, that child has to take a test. That child has to graduate. That child has to get a job. So if you have a child that, you know, doesn't respect authority, that does need to be investigated and, you know, managed and rehabilitated and understand what it is, why. And then, you know, unfortunately, these schools are overwhelmed. So I understand why California did this. You don't just want to kick the kids out of school. But if they don't have enough teachers to provide support, you can't overwhelm the teachers who are also trying to protect the learning environment of the other students. 1-877-DUCK-DOLLY.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.